In the meantime, turn your attention now, though, to what happens in Prague tonight. There you go. That's just a small clip and element of what's been going on in Prague for the last number of days. Thousands of Irish fans in the Irish bars and Czech bars. And I have to say, I didn't have Pink Pony Club as my unofficial anthem for the Irish soccer supporters in Prague this weekend from Chapel Roan. But look, they seem to be enjoying it and seem to be having great crack. With me on the line to talk about the game tonight is Ramona Keogh, UEFA certified coach, of course, and also commentator on soccer here on Radio Kerry. Ramona, good morning to you and thanks for joining me in the programme. It sounds like it's one hell of a party already in Prague.
Yeah, the good times are definitely back. I think it's probably one of my biggest regrets so far that I'm not actually over there with my friends. But in spirit, I actually feel like I'm over there with the amount of videos and messages. But I think the numbers are definitely wrong. Talking to my friends over there last night and this morning, they feel like there's 10,000 Irish over there. It's just absolute crazy over there at the moment, and as expected, that's what we're good for, getting behind the team and supporting them, and they've definitely showed up in spirit.
Yeah, they really have, and look, please God, they have something to cheer on tonight. This is like, it's like a cup, it's a semi-final, but really it's like a cup match, isn't it? Has to be decided on the day, could go to penalties. And how much do you think that's going to inform the tactics tonight, that this isn't like we don't need a draw or we're looking for a point to qualify, this is just winner takes all, Ramona?
Yeah, and you're spot on. Like, you're looking at a semi-final playoff tonight, but it feels like a World Cup. It feels like we're back in the good times again, which is crazy in the sense that, you know, it's a do or die game, and this is it, and this is what we've been waiting for. Probably from an analysis point of view and how we've been performing, it was a slow September. You know, we're looking at this campaign going Ireland 2-2 at home to Hungary, then losing away to Armenia 2-1. And we got a little bit of step in us kind of in October, winning 1-0 against Armenia and Portugal. And then we hammer home into November and we're getting the 2-0 win against Portugal and Hungary 3-2. But I feel we can't sit back tonight and we can't defend and we have to go for it tonight. I do think discipline is going to be a huge thing. We can't get an early yellow card. We can't be looking over our shoulders 10, 15 minutes into a game. And, you know, unfortunately, I kind of look at it that where we're really strong is our goalkeeper and our defence. Where Czechia are very strong is their midfield and strike force. But you, as you spoke about yesterday with Stephen Cusack and things, they've been hit with such media news and stories coming out, you know, about Thomas Souček and about what's going on behind the scenes, that we don't know what kind of a squad they're going to put out tonight. But the battle will be in midfield. You can't be fooled by thinking it's going to be a man marking game tonight. Very physical.
Yeah, so like it's looking like Jason Knight likely to start in place of the injured Josh Cullen. Cullen is a real miss as well. We've got the story of this remarkable story of Harvey Vale, whose grandfather was from Kerry. He might make an impact, even if it is off the bench. So how do you see that one going in midfield in particular? Is that a crucial area for us tonight?
It's a huge area for us tonight. Yeah, you're spot on about Cullen, a huge loss. But if you look at Jason Knight, for a 25-year-old with 41 caps, you know, you're going to look at the physicality, you're going to look at the maturity. What I like, if they partner up with Taylor tonight, Taylor's really physical, he's really strong in the air. I'd be presuming Smozik's right wing and Finazaz's left mid. Where Harvey Vale comes in is going to be a funny one. Is he going to introduce him at some stage? But I have a couple of mates over in QPR and I haven't seen much of Harvey Vale. But if you look at him as a player and kind of what I've been watching, he's good in tight spaces. He's technically really good. And he's the man that gets the goals and the assists over with QPR. Has he a strong chance of starting? They did give a hint of it, like you mentioned. But is there a lot to be said for changing up your team going into a huge game tonight and that little bit of disorientation? Have we done well enough to get here with the squad that we have? I think we finally found our formation, Jerry, which is the 5-4-1. Yeah. But it's been two decades. We can't get it wrong tonight.
Yeah, that's for sure. And look, on the other side of it then, you look at Czechia, the players they have. There's this ongoing saga with Thomas Souček, who was stripped of the captaincy. The players had to apologise to fans after not applauding them following their 6-0 win over Gibraltar in November. They were beaten by the Faroe Islands. They kind of feel that they should have qualified already, or that they're... I know there is a feeling amongst Czech fans that they're going to get this one out of the way, that they'll beat Ireland. They're playing at home. They're, hopefully it's a sense of overconfidence, but they'd have to start Souček, wouldn't they, given his ability?
You definitely have to think so. Like, they called up Valia Darida, who has been out of the equation for 5 years, and he's after getting a call back. But they still have a strong bench, not big names, but like Patrick Smells with Leverkusen and really strong players. But the Thomas Souček one is, it's difficult to call because we don't know, you know, the detail or how bad the scenario is behind the scenes.
There's talk of a rift between a couple of players, and one of them was questioned this week about their relationship and didn't really do anything to clarify. No, we're all together, it's all great. So from our point of view, hopefully under the pressure of tonight, that comes to the fore and that they don't all row in together.
Yeah, and if you're listening to the manager, it's like he's already on the bus, he's already on the plane to the World Cup. Very confident, you know, he's thrown a couple of snide remarks about, you know, how Ireland have been playing, you know, and in the past and things like that. But on paper, Jerry, you're looking at Czechia coming in with 11 wins, Ireland coming in with 6 wins, and 3 of those are a draw.
Yeah.
So maybe on paper, they're probably using their results, saying, of course, we have to be favourite. It's home turf, but, you know, the difference the Irish fans make, I keep going back to it. We got 1,024 allocation. I definitely, from what I'm hearing, there's going to be 2,000 Irish fans in the home away, in the home stand. Everyone I'm talking to is like, there's definitely 10,000 fans over there. It must get on their nerves a little bit that they couldn't fill out the allocation and they couldn't sell their own allocation over there. The big news yesterday, they're serving Guinness in the away end. there's a couple of things that are in our favour, and the most obvious one is Glenn Neyberg, the referee who sent off Ronaldo, is actually the referee for tonight. So with my child, we put out the Child of Prague last night in the back garden, and he put a coin under the Child of Prague for good luck. So I just think for the new generation, the kids, there's nights we've come out of the Aviva Stadium on poor games, poor losses. Yeah. And, you know, we have a chance to rewrite history tonight. And my kids this morning, the kids outside the school, you know, the hype. I can't even think about it going to penalties. I think Ireland are good enough to beat them tonight. we have a habit of scoring late in games. We look at the Robbie Brady moments. We look at, like, going to penalties as David O'Leary. We look at, you know, times gone past that we leave it really late, Ray Houghton, things like that. I hope we finish the game in the 90 minutes tonight. But my gut instinct is saying 3-1 or 3-2. But I think we're Chechnya. They'll probably take Paris out of the game tonight. So we need a big step up for some other players to get on the scoreboard tonight. I think they'll be keeping a tight watch on Paris.
Yeah, they certainly will. Okay, Ramona, brilliant stuff. We'll look forward to it. Please God, it goes our way. And thanks very much for giving us your view on it in the programme this morning.
Thanks, Jerry. And I hope everybody enjoys their watch parties. And big shout out to all the kids that are really excited to get home today and get in front of the box tonight.
Yeah, brilliant stuff. That's Ramona Keogh there with us on the line. 7:45 at the Fortuna Arena in Prague tonight. Ireland against Czechia in that World Cup semi-final playoff.